This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
Right. Hold on, where's that thing I like so bad, that new thing? Number five.
Welcome back to What's the Buzz? You may know her as Academy Award-winning actress, but today she's here to talk about a new project on the small screen. We're talking about the talented Holly Hunter in her new TV drama series called Saving Grace. Holly, thanks so much for joining us.
I like rape.
A tradition unlike any other. The Don and Mike Show.
Let me see. Paul Tuttle Jr. was on the show before, and he called back to say, please mention he's in a Domino's commercial.
Yeah, he's in a Domino's pizza commercial.
Cool. And he's also filmed a cameo for Nickelback for their Rockstar video.
He's living the life, isn't he? And he dumped his girlfriend.
Alan Linewand loves that band.
Nickelback.
He lives on Penny Lane.
Right. His favorite clown is Pennywise.
Guy Birdley.
Yes.
Standby Buzz.
Hi, everybody. This is the news.
Right. Let me see. We have this counts as news. Mm-hmm. Have you heard the tape of the low energy Britney Spears police call?
No, I have not.
No.
No.
And she's calling the police because.
No, this is, remember when her paparazzi or her bodyguards attacked paparazzi?
Right.
Right.
I thought that happened every week.
Yes, this is a recent occurrence.
This is a new one just from this week.
Mm-hmm. Very good.
Listen to the tone of the hotel guy reporting this incident.
Okay.
Here we go.
Metro dispatch.
We need to have Metro come on property.
What's going on?
We had a fight with one of our high-profile guests.
Okay.
A couple paparazzis. Shoved him into a glass window.
Okay.
And
you have everybody in custody?
Yeah, we got the two paparazzis in custody.
Mm-hmm.
And the bodyguard for the high profile is in a separate location.
Okay, one second here.
Meanwhile, into these guys are bleeding.
Into a window, right? Into a
like one of those glass.
Like one of those glass windows.
You know, as opposed to the ones made of brick.
Like our glass windows, like
okay.
From the.
Does he need an ambulance?
Nope. They've already been here and gone.
Okay.
Yeah, because the paparazzi did suffer head injuries from the bodyguard of the
paparazzi. How about the photographers?
Yeah.
I mean, really? I mean, when you're not in tabloids, why does this guy call him paparazzi?
Yeah, exactly.
I just like to hear a 911 operator laughing.
Yes.
Is you describing that some guy just got his head bashed in?
This guy was the paparazzi.
Even if he was taking a picture of her and invading her privacy.
Right. Sounds like he's describing a couple of, purebred dogs.
Yeah.
We have two paparazzis in the holding room.
Michael Vick wants them to fight.
Okay.
So you got them separated. Okay, very
good. Yeah, they're in the holding room right now.
Okay,
is this
very
L.A.?
Good. We'll get
yeah, it's got to be L.A. because they're both trying to be too cool for school.
All right.
Bye.
Wow.
Yeah, we got the bodyguard in another room.
All right, then here's Rob. Here's your man, Obama.
If we have actionable intelligence about high-value terrorist targets and President Musharraf will not act, we will.
All right, then here's his people.
He did not say, I am putting troops into Pakistan. What he said was that in partnering with President Musharraf, if we have reliable information of high-value al-Qaeda targets in the mountains in Pakistan.
Okay, that's the type of his guy telling us.
Why does that need
saying.
To be explained? Because there was a controversy? Is that
what it was? They're kind of dancing around it.
Yeah.
They said it, and then they're going back, and they're dancing around it.
Don't dance. Don't dance, Barack.
All right, let me see what else do we have. You want to hear Tiki Barber just reading badly?
Yes. Yeah, absolutely.
Even though he's so... well spoken.
Good morning, Meredith, and welcome to a classic American ballpark. Fenway Park, the oldest one in the country.
Fenway Park, Mike.
If you don't have education, then you can't hardly get a job.
Country is home to the Boston Red Sox. Later today, this field will be filled with dramatic plays.
Now, hold on. Did he say this field will be filled?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Oh, dear.
Tiki Barber.
Tiki.
Hello there, Tiki.
Tiki.
You sure am good on TV.
Tiki.
So handsome.
Will be a den for fanatic fans. But you don't have to be a rabid baseball fanatic to appreciate the beauty of ballparks across this country.
Tiki taught me how to enjoy a game for under $50 and get a T-shirt.
See, that's nice.
Yeah. He sat in the bleachers.
You know, they are giving him the ultimate puff pieces to start his career at NBC.
Well, let's be honest. Mm-hmm. Would you send him to Minneapolis?
Thank you.
Yeah, probably not.
Touché. What can I say?
All right,
to that?
And then the bridges are falling into the ground, and they've got him pushing a lawnmower at Fenway Park. So that's what he's covering.
Okay, enough of Tiki Barber. One more. Here's Here's your chick, Mike. Barbara Walters, great joke about Whoopi Goldberg.
M'lady!
When she said yes, you know what I said? Whoopi!
Oh, God.
You know what I said? Something smells like dead fish.
She sounded like the Belcher.
I think it's time to jump in the casket. My God.
When she said yes, you know what I said? Whoopi!
Something stinks like stale French fries.
I would love to be watching The View and see Barbara Walters one time just all of a sudden start to tremble, then she starts to shake, and then her head splits open, and like a cockroach comes out. You know what I mean? Like she's we realize that she's like an alien life form that's just been put on this earth for 100 years.
Or what about over the closing credits? You know, they show the studio audience clapping, and they show the stage, and they show her climbing into a casket.
Climbing back in.
Good night, everybody. We'll be back tomorrow the same time.
I think she looked like one of the aliens in Futurama. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. You know the aliens, like the Simpson-like aliens that have the eight like octopus hands
and the many eyes, right?
Yeah, and they have all of the human heads in jars.
That'd be perfect.
I think she'd look like an alien from V with the alligator skin under human-like skin.
Oh God, damn! We've talked about that show before. Yeah, that was good a show where the aliens were really bugs,
right? And you could only tell when their skin would peel back.
Mm-hmm. I think she'd look like the movie Predator.
Could be.
You know, with the dreadlocks. And then they'd speak to her after she transformed, and the only sound she would make would be.
You know, when you said Predator, that reminds me, in those commercials where they have stars like dubbing in from old movies, for high def,
like, they did it with Charlie Sheen in Major League.
The one with Sigourney Weaver,
as the alien.
Here's my question: have you seen Sigourney Weaver as she is today, where her face looks like a piece of concrete? How did they make her face look younger while she's fighting that thing and saying, I got to get DirecTV?
I think Sigourney Weaver might and Charlie Sheen may have been selected for the way they look now.
But what I'm trying to say to you is I agree with you with Charlie Sheen.
Right.
I've seen the other one on TV recently, and she has been hit by life in the face.
Okay, so she really looks like she's hit the wall.
Sigourney Weaver.
So much so that you think it's perhaps a past...
Yeah,
Sigourney Weaver.
I mean, check out the Sigourney Weaver copycat.
It's the same technology they use in the movie Underdog. I think it might very well be, you know, that they zero in on just her mouth.
Yeah, they could just animate her mouth. Like, remember that spot they did with Loretta Swit for Cable where she was on Pyramid?
Oh, that's right. That did look like she was really saying that, didn't
it? Yeah.
This is so much better than that. This is really high tech
Watch
stuff.
Her mouth the next time and see. But I have not seen Sigourney Weaver recently.
Then the movie Copycat is all over HBO.
Right.
The reason I bring it up is that the chick we were talking about the other day, Holly Hunter.
Right.
Holly Hunter is in that, and that movie's got to be 10, 15 years old.
Yeah.
She looks like the wall is tapping her there.
Yeah. She's been around a long time. What would Holly Hunter would have to be in her 50s,
no,
right?
I'm talking about Sigourney Weaver.
Well, Sigourney Weaver's easily in her 50s.
I would
say
she might even be approaching the 60s.
She doesn't look like that in that DirecTV commercial.
Yeah, but Charlie Sheen doesn't look like he does now in that movie either. I mean, in that TV commercial, he doesn't look like the guy.
Charlie Sheen is timeless.
That's right.
That's right.
That's because he made a pact with the sex devil.
And the Sheener.
Sex devil.
Sex devil.
Sheen man.
Uh-huh. God damn.
Man of Sheenstenia.
That's right. My Sheener. Hero.
Son of Martin Sheen.
That's right.
Brother
of
Emilio Estevez.
That's right.
Where's that tape of Martin Sheen?
Lover of porn stars.
You are out of your mind if you think I'm going to put this person on the air.
Right.
And wasn't Charlie Sheen the one that took his wedding picture and wrote on it in red paint, bad idea?
Yeah. Yeah. He had that was with Denise Williams.
Didn't he also go to their house and literally cut everything in half with a chainsaw?
It was, and the thing about the bad idea, I remember it was in front of his kids.
Yeah. Yeah. That was a very, very painful breakup.
But now they're all friends again.
And meanwhile, she's already been through one Bon Jovi lead guitar player.
She's done with Richie.
She spit him out, right?
Yeah,
she threw him out. And I think she's always in the tabloids. She's on to another one now. Mm-hmm. Another famous one, I believe.
Who?
I'm not sure. I know, but I know she's dating somebody famous.
Mm. Yeah, and you're right. And it's someone scuzzy like Richie Sambora.
Absolutely. She likes that kind of guy. She likes the sleaze.
He sure don't work out, does he?
But he's, you know, he was a nice guy. When we met him in New Orleans, he couldn't have been a nicer guy, really.
A very nice guy. As far as rock stars go,
right.
Really nice guy.
But had he been drinking?
No, he was cool.
Right.
He was a good guy. I liked Richard
I guess it's
Sambor.
John Bon Jovi is the guy that I've just really had my fill of. And it's like, okay, mister, I got you, mister. I own a football team. And
that peaked at American Idol, didn't it?
And I do country songs, and we do acoustic versions. And it's just like, okay. Okay, like Triumph the dog. Just go to Six Flags.
I mean, he's always strutting around acting like a cowboy, you know, on a steel horse.
On a steel horse he rides.
Yeah.
You know why?
Because he's wanted
dead or alive.
That's right.
Thank you.
Here's Buzz living on a prayer.
That's right. Hi, Don and Mike.
You know, we're halfway there to our next commercial set.
In the words of Homer.
Oh, that Buzz of Burbank. He's like bad medicine.
Oh, you know, you're going to win this. You've already won this game.
Well, you know why?
Why?
Because it's my life.
I know. I know it is.
It's my life. It's now or never. Oh, never say goodbye, Buzz. Hi there. How are you, Buzz?
Hi, Donna, Mike. I'm well, thank you.
You can never go home. Or what? That's
true.
The country one that he does.
I don't even know. I don't know. After Dead or Alive, I was done.
In the words of Homer Simpson, why would anybody pay to see something they can see on TV for free?
Right.
And so it goes with American Idol. Showbiz marketing genius Simon Cowell is making a movie called Starstruck.
Shut up.
A behind-the-scenes look at a TV singing competition show. Simon says the story will be told through the eyes of 10 contestants. He says it'll be a feel-good movie.
Like, you look like one of those creatures that live in the jungle with those massive eyes. What are they called? Bush baby.
Adam, you are sick.
The bush babies. What are you doing?
Still the best moment.
What are you doing?
You know, Buzz, I would go see this movie as opposed to...
A lot of people.
Have you seen that piece of crap, American Dreams, where it's...
Yes.
Hugh Grant, who's kind of being...
Yeah, it's horrible.
The Simon Cowell and Mandy Moore.
And not pulling it off in any way. Hugh Grant trying to be the jerk, it just doesn't work. He's better in the soft, delicate roles.
Yeah, his fancy lad roles, like Notting Hill.
And I don't believe there's any way that he could ever be me. There's no, excuse me, shut up, I'm talking.
Cowell says he says it'll be a feel-good movie like Rocky, like the Rocky movies. He also says he does see the similarity between his idea and a little movie and TV series called Fame. But he says American Idol has changed the way singers become stars here in America, and this movie will be about that.
You know, you've said this, and you complimented him when we had Simon Cowell on the show, but the fact is, I think anything this guy touches right now is going to turn to gold. I really do.
Yeah, he's got the Midas touch. Right now, he's got it.
Right now.
Yep. A genius composer, Sir Elton John, meanwhile, believes that if anything's killing music these days, it's the internet. He says he'd like to see the internet shut down for about 5 years as an experiment.
You know what? All these douchebag rock stars need to hip up to the fact that, dig this, Daddy-O, back when we were kids, we would buy singles.
Right.
They cost like 69 cents.
Right.
Now, if you download a song, if you do it legally through iTunes,
right.
It's 99 cents.
Right.
That's how kids are buying, in essence, singles today.
Well, he's talking about the way people are making music
exactly.
Now, too, right? With home studios and stuff like that.
Listen to his quote.
But back in the day, I know where he's going with this, but back in the day, you had garage bands. You had bands at home that were doing the same thing. They just didn't have MySpace or Facebook to get it out there.
And I totally agree with you, except for one thing that Elton John, I know you're gonna talk about it, but he says one thing about, you know, the amount of records that are being released and the amount of smash hits that we have.
I've got that here. He says the internet has stopped people from going out and being with each other, creating stuff. Instead, they sit at home and make their own records, which is sometimes okay, but it doesn't bode well for long-term artistic vision. It's just a means to an end. Elton longs for the good old days, quoting him again, in the early 70s, there were at least 10 albums released every week that were fantastic. Now you're lucky to find 10 albums a year of that quality, and there are more albums released each week now than then.
You know, part of the problem lies...
Do you agree with that part?
Yes, but I fault the record companies
because
back when money was important but not the be-all, end-all, you would find a band... And if the first album sold 100,000 copies, you go, good.
Yeah.
That's a good starting point. Now make your second one. We'll sell 300,000. Mm-hmm. Next one sells 1 million.
Now you got to be platinum right out of the gate.
Now it's like movies. Movies like Harry Potter come out one weekend. They make 200 million bucks. And then the next weekend, you're going, where's the Bourne, whatever that movie is?
Right.
Where's the next one?
Right.
There's no longevity. Thank you, Buzz.
So what you're saying is, if they support these artists, because they're out there still. I mean, they still, then we'd see more of that, but they don't do that anymore.
Like, for instance, I really dig that chick. Her name is KT Tunstall.
Yes, yes, yes.
Okay.
Great.
Now, she's one. She's lucky. She had a catchy song on her first album that was picked up in a commercial.
Black Horse and a Cherry Tree.
Right. So it caught on. And now she's got a second album. But the only reason she got a second album is because she lucked out with the first single.
Right, right.
It used to be.
I'm a big fan of that new artist, K.D. Lang. She's really good.
You're not taking this serious.
It's a man, baby.
It's a man, baby.
Now, anyway, it used to be if you put out a song like K.T. Tunstall and it wasn't a gigantic across-the-board hit, you'd say, she's got some talent. We'll stick with her. Now it's like, you didn't sell 100,000 records? You're out of here.
Yeah, I mean, it's amazing. I mean, they don't give anything a chance anymore.
Because there is some replaceable piece of crap from American Idol, for instance, like Elliot Yamin.
Right.
Okay? And his brand new teeth. That guy sold like 300,000 records last week.
Right, he did.
Incredibly asinine total.
Because he was on the magic box.
Brand new teeth, same old mom. The widow, yeah, I mean.
Same still, young mom.
Still fighting.
Winning.
Mom is still winning.
Winning.
She's winning.
I remember her in the convertible during that parade. What a winning woman.
Quickly.
I'd love to ball her.
Baller. You know, Elton John is just mad because there are bands like Fall Out Boy that made it strictly from being on the internet. Mm-hmm. So what?
That's okay.
So what? Go back and charge some more flowers,
but
you old,
because of what you said,
queen.
I'd still like to see more hit records. I'd like to see more. Yeah. I'd like to see better stuff coming out. And you know, if that's how they do it, by sticking with artists, if they don't go crazy with their first album,
right,
maybe we'll get it. Because, I mean, you go back and you look at music, how many second albums were the definitive album for a band? I mean, a lot of them. It worked that way.
Jerry Reed was like that, Mike. His second album was much better than his first.
I can't talk about him without cloud nine.
Well, Elton John admits to being a technophobe. He says he doesn't even have a cell phone, much less an iPod.
Hey, you know something?
What, Elton?
No, what? I had a dream last night.
Really, sir?
Elton.
Updating the Minneapolis bridge collapse quickly. The death toll officially stands at 4 with 80 people injured. The death toll will undoubtedly go higher as up to 36 bodies are recovered from the rapid, murky water. Divers say the current is swift and that underwater visibility is 6 inches.
Oh, I told you, Amy was telling me last night that on Minneapolis TV, they were saying, you know, hey, look, this is not a happy situation.
No.
It's
going to
be like, she was saying that they're saying it's going to be like maybe 2 more weeks dragging people out of that goddamn river.
One of the things I noticed when I was watching the footage of that is just how incredible that current is. I mean, that is just that's got to be a dangerous situation
it
for those
is,
divers,
for the divers
going in
absolutely.
There. Absolutely.
And once again, it appears the Chinese are trying to poison us. First, it was dog food, then bread.
Is it MSG?
Then toothpaste. No, now it's children's toys.
What?
Yeah, nearly 1,000 toys made in China for Fisher-Price, most of them Sesame Street characters. They're covered in lead paint, the kind of paint that will, if eaten, put your kid on the short bus.
Hi, Tom.
It's the biggest toy recall from Fisher-Price since 1998, involving 10 million Power Wheels.
Done.
Hi, Charlie.
Yes, Charlie. I'll take them. Just thought I'd help out.
Can't do any harm.
I'll take them. I'll take the toys.
Charlie?
Yeah, Don. Didn't you already do enough work in Minnesota over the weekend?
I did. Just doing a little tightening. I guess I didn't do lefty-lefty, righty-tighty, lefty-loosey.
Right. You always get that confused.
I'm sorry.
You know how this thing messed up in China? Ow. They asked for it to have red paint.
And they, you know, was misunderstood. You can see how that Fisher-Price telling parents to take the toys away from kids. Fisher-Price is owned by Mattel. You can tell it's Mattel. It's swell.
Wipe me, honey.
Hey, Charlie, you're making your eyes go all Chinese.
Chinese!
We're also keeping an eye on the Russians. That story when we continue.
Gotcha, Buzz. Look at that. Right on track.
Look at that.
Shove it, New York.
This is the Don and Mike Show.